Three UN peacekeepers from India were killed in South Sudan when armed young people breached a UN compound as this week's upsurge in ethnic-based violence continues. Laura Rachi reports.
The deaths of three Indian peacekeepers at a UN base yesterday were the first UN personnel deaths announced in this week's upsurge of ethnic-based violence in South Sudan. The civilians who had sought refuge at the base were reportedly the target of the attack. At a press conference last night, Deputy UN Secretary General Jan Eliasson confirmed that the UN base in Jonglei State was attacked, but that they were still awaiting more information.
Tell you how deeply concerned the Secretary General and I and our colleagues are about the current situation in South Sudan. Our base in Akobo, Jonglei State, was attacked, and we have reports that lives are lost. We don't have the details of that yet.
In an effort to protect U.S. citizens in South Sudan, President Barack Obama deployed a small military contingent. A letter sent to Congress yesterday indicated that 45 military personnel were deployed on Wednesday. While equipped for combat, their purpose is solely to protect U.S. citizens and U.S. property until the security situation improves. Obama also appealed for an end to the violence, and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, on a trip to the Philippines, urged South Sudan's leaders to commit to peace.
Political differences need to be resolved by peaceful and democratic means, and those have been hard fought for. The government should respect the rule of law, and the people of South Sudan should be able to realize their full potential in peace.
On the fifth day of fighting yesterday, government troops battled to regain control of a vital oil-producing area. As many as 500 people have been killed in the recent fighting. African mediators held talks with President Salva Kiir yesterday in an effort to broker peace. The UN Security Council is expected to meet in New York today to discuss the ongoing crisis. I'm Laura Urachi.